Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
The U.S. Green Building Council administers a program to rate the environmental impact of buildings. It's known as Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, or LEED for short. The top LEED rating is platinum. And in Berkeley, California, David Gottfried says his craftsman-styled bungalow has garnered more points over platinum than any other house in the United States. Lonnie Shavelson took a look.
David Gottfried says he lives in the greenest house in America. Okay, all you greenies living off the grid in your straw bale houses, don't get your "I'm the greenest gal on the block" hackles up. Gottfried admits your house probably does out-eco his.
You know, there are straw bale homes, there are earthship homes, and I think that in some ways they would beat me on ecological impact.
But competing in an eco battle with straw bale houses isn't Gottfried's point. A lean, middle-aged man in a baggy sweater, he looks more like an Ivy League English lit professor than an enviro radical. He says his goal is to show that you can be hyper-green living in any house. In his case, an old renovated craftsman home in a mixed residential commercial zone on the border of Berkeley and Oakland.
The way to really green the homes in the world is to green what we have, the existing stock. You want to have something that the market understands. So we wanted to showcase how to make an existing home not just deep green, but gorgeous.
And that's where some might say David Gottfried went over the environmental cliff. This is a man who read the novel Siddhartha, about the search for that spiritual perfection called nirvana, 18 times. So when Gottfried got down to eco-perfecting that old craftsman house...
We did solar electric and solar hot water and rainwater capture and graywater capture and all the windows and all the utilities and insulation. We got salvaged wood from the old Sacramento Main Bridge. We have radiant water and it supplies the hot water as well as our heating. We put 2.7 kilowatts of solar on the house, about 16 panels.
And the rainfall on his roof runs into tanks called rain hogs, which feed into one toilet in his house so it flushes with rainwater.
And I'm trying to get my girls to only pee in that toilet.
Anybody else out there, like me, living in a decidedly on-the-grid energy hog of an old comfy house, who listens to Gottfried's greenhouse mantra and says, oof, I can't do all that stuff? Even Gottfried admits.
I do think in hindsight that we went overboard on the house, maybe more than a little. My green passion poured out in a flood.
Which did get Gottfried the highest green score of any house certified in the U.S. But for the rest of us, keeping up with the Gottfried seems impossible. So to learn from his home what we can reasonably do with our own, I asked architect Henry Siegel to come with me on a tour of Gottfried's house. He's certified in environmental architecture by the U.S. Green Building Council.
Hi, I'm Henry.
Henry Siegel.
Hi, Henry.
He's an architect.
Nice to meet you.
Green architect.
Siegel barely glances at the rain hog, solar panels, gray water irrigation system, tens of thousands of dollars of Gottfried's fancy eco-innovations. Then he asks Gottfried about the simplest and cheapest changes he's made.
I'm really curious to know more about what you did in terms of air sealing and insulation and all those envelope improvements that are really cheap but really pay off fast. Because that's the kind of thing that's really transferable really quickly that other people, anybody can do.
So these two green glitterati, touring the prize-winning eco-home, wrap themselves in conversation about what they call energy savings low-hanging fruit. Window caulking, sealing air leaks around doors, insulation. They barely even look at the solar panels. Gottfried waxes nostalgic over the day he had some guys over to blow air into his house and find where it leaks.
They put an air blower on a door so they can track the air loss. And then they run around with caulk and weather stripping and foam and tighten it up. And in that day, we tightened it up by 50%.
Yeah.
It was $600. Yeah. It tightened it up more than brand new windows, which could be $30,000.
Right.
So if we just ran around the U.S. doing that,
it would save enormous amounts of energy.
Siegel agrees that eco-simplicity is the real eco-sexy.
It only costs $400 or $500 to get the guys to come in with infrared cameras and do all the testing to tell you exactly where your worst leaks are and to fix them. And that's the really fast payback.
And also create the green collar jobs, because it's low tech.
Low tech? You'd think the two connoisseurs of green would get together and talk up a solar storm of techno-eco-babble. Surprisingly, their main message is, don't sweat the big stuff. Take care of the basics. I tell them I'm thinking of putting solar on my old leaky home. Their faces don't exactly light up with the idea.
So many folks just want to slap solar on their inefficient home.
Right.
And that's really, as we know, the last thing, even though it's the coolest thing, perhaps.
And, says Gottfried, the most ecologically crucial part of his house isn't in or on the building. It's where it's located.
We're flat, walkable, six homes from a grocery store and half a mile from the BART. But we were in the Berkeley Hills, and I didn't really want to green that home because it wasn't walkable. What's interesting here since we've moved is how little I drive.
Gottfried says that if you start at the basics and then climb up to green nirvana on a ladder of ecological gadgetry as he did, each step higher costs more and yields less. And, says Architect Siegel, all that green stuff loaded on a house can look pretty funky. What he really liked about Gottfried's eco-elegant but architecturally straightforward home was...
This looks like a craftsman house. It doesn't look like it's trying to be something other than what it is. The sign of maturity is that people realize that green is not a style, you know, that it really can fit with any style of architecture and improve it and make it more comfortable and more efficient.
But if the message of these green guys is go for the basics and keep it simple, well, maybe Gottfried hasn't quite yet learned that lesson.
I'll have to go further. Today I met with a fuel cell company that has personal home fuel cells.
So while Gottfried continues his ascent to an environmental heaven, the rest of us might do almost as well with our feet still firmly on Earth. For Living on Earth, I'm Lonnie Shavelson in Berkeley, California.